Faith is a word that we hear in the Bible, but faith is not limited to the religious sphere. You've got to have faith, for example, to get on that elevator, that the door is going to open if you get down to the next floor. You got to have faith that if you give your money to the banker's going to have that money there for you when you come to get it the next time. You got to have faith that the airplane manufacturer and the pilot and the mechanic and the air controllers all know what they're doing before you step on that little silver tube. Since we don't know everything, we put our faith in experts. We have faith that the doctors are right when they tell us that we shouldn't eat so much fried chicken. But I don't know if they're right. I just don't wonder about that one. You got to have faith that the scientists are right when they tell us that this actually is not solid, but actually this mass of atoms and electrons all flowing around. You got to have faith that the historians are right that Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492, because it didn't rhyme with 1493, so that's why they decided 1492. So you got to have faith to make a society work. You have faith that Con Ed is, in fact, charging you what the electricity that you use. You have faith that that guy is going to stop when he sees the red light as you're coming up to the intersection. You have faith that gasoline actually is worth that $3 plus that it costs you. But do I really have faith in those oil companies? Or do I suspect that they are just out to get my last nickel? That they are not being fair. They're not being just. And that kind of illustrates what happens when faith is eroded, when faith is lost, and all of a sudden the fabric that holds a society together starts to unravel. The Me Too movement is an exhibit of the lack of faith in a society which tolerates harassment in the workplace. The Black Lives Matter is an example of a lack of faith that our society is exercising justice for all the citizens equally. You have a problem in society when you don't have faith that liberty and justice are going to be applied, that everyone has an equal opportunity. And when faith is shattered, it's hard to rebuild. You just think of the example of a marriage vows that are broken or priests who abuse. How terrible that lack of faith can influence all of us. So you've got to have faith to make a society work. Well, let's look at the Bible, since the Bible talks about faith, to see if it can teach us something about what the Bible thinks of faith and how that can help us then to have a society built on trust, faith in one another. We have a definition of faith today in our epistle today, the letter to the Hebrews, which says that faith is the realization of what we hope for, and it is evidence of things we cannot see. So it is a realization. It is evidence. But we can't see it. So faith is there, but not quite here. It's on the horizon. It's afar. It's just beyond our grasp. So faith is something we can experience, we can know, but we can't possess. We don't have it always. It's always elusive. Faith is not like knowledge. You know that 2 + 2 = 4. You know that. You don't have to have faith in that. You know that. Faith is not knowledge. Faith is more like love than it is like knowledge. I mean, just think about it. The devil knows that God exists, but the devil doesn't have faith. Because when you have faith, you are trusting in God's way, God's plan, God's will, God's desire, God's action as where your heart should be found. And that's the kind of faith that Jesus wants us to have when he says in our gospel today, he says, "Fear not, little flock, because your Father is going to give you this kingdom. The Father is well pleased with you and is going to give you this gift." And so that's the faith that Jesus has and he wants us to have. He wants us to have faith that God's plan is at work. Now, a lot of times when things aren't going well, when we're going through some terrible time, when we're full of grief or doubt, we can wonder what it's all about. And Jesus' word assures us that we can have faith in the future. And Jesus knew that the cross was before him. Jesus knew that he had opposition facing him from the leaders of the people. He knew that these disciples that he'd been working with for these last 3 years weren't quite getting it. And yet he still had faith that all would be well. That God had a plan. And that is the invitation. That's the kind of faith we're all being called to have today. Faith that God never fails. But I don't know if you noticed that other little twist that Jesus put on this story of faith. Did you notice how he put it? He said, those who have been entrusted with many gifts are going to be required to make a return on those gifts. And if you have been entrusted with even more gifts, even more is required of you. So this great gift of faith, this promise of faith that we have from God, in fact, has some requirements built into them. We have to examine what we have been entrusted with, because God is going to require something of us. So I was making my own list. I was thinking about what I've been entrusted with. You'll have to make your own list in your own way. But when I was making up my list, I was thinking of things like, well, I've been entrusted with a loving family, an excellent education, good health, happiness in my vocation, a community that supports us, supports me. So I've been entrusted with all that, and what that requires of me is that I make a return, that I pay it forward, that I act in ways that I have received by being dedicated and generous and loving and supportive. And so as you make up your own list, my grandmother used to call that counting your blessings. I don't know whether your grandmother said that to you. Count your blessings. Realize that those blessings aren't just there to say, well, I am blessed. But those blessings are there as gifts from God that require of us that we make a return for blessings received. So we have been given great gifts from God. But I think that besides those gifts we've had individually, that we as a parish, we as a St. James community have been blessed beyond belief. And if we have been given more than others, God has a requirement of us if we've been given more. If we at St. James have had bestowed upon us the gift of hospitality, then we have to make a return to the Lord. We're required to make sure that that hospitality overflows and that everyone who comes into our space knows how precious they are, knows that we value and appreciate them, welcome them into our life. We at St. James have been given that extra special blessing of a heart for the poor. And so we have to have those eyes which are aware of those who are in need and reach out to the sick and the suffering, the lost and the lonely, the hurting and the helpless. Because whatsoever we do to the least, that we do to Christ. We at St. James have been given that extra special blessings of a life of prayer. And so our prayer can't be something narrow and self-directed, but has to be expansive and include all God's children. So faith, the invitation that the Bible holds out to us, is a two-sided coin. On the one hand, we have absolute confidence and trust that the Father has our future well secure. But the other side of the coin is, since we have been entrusted with so much, God expects us to make a return and to help our homes, our family, our world, our church look a little more the place of peace and joy that God expects us to be. Amen.